أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال إن الله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء ومن رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 74 and 75 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to give different kinds of examples with regards to Tawheed and Shirk. But in between Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not give any similitudes, any examples with regards to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is more especially with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah, that many of them would say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the king, and every king cannot do everything himself. There has to be ministers. Every king cannot be approached directly by people. So there has to be ministers that we have to approach. And wa na'udhu billah, in this way, they began to ascribe gods to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they used to say that these gods will take us closer to Allah. Allah cannot do, wa na'udhu billah, everything himself. And he requires the help of these gods. And then they went on to the concept of the angels being the daughters of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is why Sahaba like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not commit any shirk and do not ascribe any similitudes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And you do not know. That in ascribing partners or rather similitudes to Allah, you may make shirk of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this next ayat and in the ayat that follows hereafter, Allah Himself gives two examples. Allah Ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives the example of a slave that is owned by someone. Every slave will be owned by someone. So here Allah Ta'ala is making the emphasis that that slave has absolutely no way of expressing his ownership or anything of that sort. لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. He does not have any ability upon anything. In other words, he does not have any intellectual faculties. He does not have any way of intelligence that he can apply his intelligence. He is not just a slave, but he does not have these faculties also. وَمَنْ رَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَّا رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. Now the example is a comparison to that person whom we had sustained from ourselves رِزْقًا حَسَنًا, an excellent sustenance. In other words, Allah had given another person an abundance of wealth. And what he says, what he does, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُ مِنْهُ سِرًّا وَجَهْرًا. He goes on spending this wealth. That is his task, that is his duty, that is his day and night occupation, that he just goes on from this abundance of wealth Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon him. He goes on giving and giving سِرًّا وَجَهْرًا, concealed, revealed openly, in whichever way he gives that wealth out. هَلْ يَسْتَوُونَ. Can these two individuals be the same? Would they be of benefit to a people equally? So here Allah Rabbul Izzah shows that one person is totally dependent on someone else. He does not have any intelligence. He does not have any ability to do anything. And the other, Allah has given him the wealth, he spends. So similarly are the idols in comparison to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us our sustenance. Allah Ta'ala gives it in different ways that we do not perceive. And these idols they are absolutely dependent. They do not have any faculties. They do not have any intelligence. And in this way, Allah draws this comparison. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bal aktharuhum la ya'lamun. But most of mankind does not have the knowledge with regards to these aspects. But the simple thing is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is wahdahu la sharika la. He is almighty. He has ownership of everything and he sees to our sustenance, whilst whatever besides Allah does not have those powers. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.